100.7 The Wolf. Because we all want to know what everyone makes for a living, but it's never been okay to ask. Until now, this is Share Your Salary.
All right, let's say hi to Samantha in the Claw. Good morning, Samantha. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for calling in for Share Your Salary. You are entered to win some Megan Maroney tickets. She's coming to the WAMU Theater next year. Going to be a great show.
Perfect.
Perfect. And Samantha, thank you again. And all we know about you right now is you're an optician. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. Well, I think we have some questions. So we're going to put a minute on the clock. We'll ask you as many as we can when we're done. We're going to play a song while we think things over. We'll come back. Everybody on the show is going to guess what we think you make, and then you're going to share your salary. Sounds good?
Perfect. Sounds great.
I love it. She's so sparky. I love this. Here we go. Gabe, how you feeling? You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Gabe has been asking some very interesting questions lately. I'm enjoying this new direction.
Yeah, I think I offended Tasha yesterday.
Oh, well, try not to offend anybody today. Leave okay. that to me, okay? That's my job. Okay. Leave that to me. Okay. All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Gabe, if you are ready, begin.
Do you have your own practice?
No.
What does an optician do exactly?
I help people pick out their glasses as well as to fit contacts.
Oh, so you're not like a doctor?
No. Oh. Below, right? Step below.
Okay, so would that be, what is it called? An
optometrist?
Optometrist.
Optometrist or ophthalmologist, yes.
So are you like nurse for optometrists?
No, that's kind of a technician.
Okay. Do you find...
So I'm the lady you see at the very end once you've gotten your glasses prescription, and I take that prescription and get you what you need.
Oh.
Yeah, I love that. And are you also the nice lady that teaches us how to put contacts in our eyes?
I've been trained to do that. I don't necessarily do that now in my office, but I typically just handle all the glasses.
Do you own a home?
I do not.
How long have you been doing this?
8 years.
Longevity. All right. If you're listening, you think you have a guest, 253-642-WOLF. Make sure you put your name and where you live on those texts because we love you and we want to give you some credit on the air as we use your texts as our guesses. Coming up next, and by the way, stick around, only 3 minutes away from Samantha in Enumclaw sharing her salary as an optician.
100.7 The Wolf. Because we all want to know what everyone makes for a living, but it's never been okay to ask. Until now, this is Share Your Salary.
All right, on the phone is Samantha. She lives in Enumclaw. She's an optician. Gabe, what else did we just learn about Samantha?
She's not a doctor. She's not a nurse. She's the one that helps you at the end get your glasses and put your contacts in. She's been there for 8 years. She doesn't own a home. She rents. And I think that's all.
Okay. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot more to it. We'll have a little combo here, but let's play the game here. We want to find out how much money you make. I got to go first. I'm going to use this text because it made me laugh out loud, literally. It's from Tiffany in Lake Forest Park. She said, my son Saxon asked why someone wants a box of Mega Macaroni for sharing their money.
I would take a box of Mega Macaroni.
Sounds good.
Saxon, it's tickets to Megan Maroney. And perhaps I didn't say that clearly. Mega Macaroni?
We can toss in a box of mac and cheese if you want.
We can do it. We can do it. Anyway, they're saying 62, and I think that's about right. I'm going with that one. Gabe, what do you think?
I think it's lower just based on an experience I had last week at the optometrist. One, it was bad. I know it wasn't yours, Samantha, so maybe you make more. But the lady at the end, she didn't do anything, and then she took my card, and she didn't even give it back, and it was the whole thing.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, she stole your card?
Yeah, I had to get it back. It was the whole thing. Okay. Anyways, John and Bothell, 52.
Wow. A personal attachment to that guess. All right. Captain Ron.
Yeah, I think they're the most chipper in the office, and that's because they're making a lot of money. And so I'm going to go higher. Also, she said she's just below the doctor. Hello. That means money. So,
hello.
Stella and Enumclaw, we're saying 86.
Okay. So we're 52, 62.
Are you getting coffee right now?
She's busy.
I dropped my coffee on the ground. I kid you not. I was driving from the coffee stand, and I dropped it, and I went back because these are my girls, and they made me a new coffee.
Oh.
Did they charge you?
No, they did not. They're the best.
Oh,
do you want to give them a shout-out?
Yeah. What's coffee place?
RVC, Rainier Valley Coffee in Enumclaw. They're the best.
I'm going to say it right now. Everything in Enumclaw is awesome. There's nothing that's not awesome. I mean, I love Eden Claw so much.
I stuck here in Eden Claw because we're way better here, Gabe.
I will.
I did. Wait.
We're down.
Hey, guys, we're in the middle of a game here. Can we get back to it? Okay. Our guesses are 52, 62, and 86, but that doesn't matter. We all know how much you're actually making, Samantha, as an optician. It's time to share your salary.
$68,000.
Oh! Looks like old Saxon's getting a box of Mega Macaroni.
Yeah.
For hooking it up there. Yeah, you know, I think Captain Ron said it best, Gabe. I'm sorry you had a bad experience with your optician, but mine at Lens Crafters in Issaquah, she couldn't have been any nicer. And the whole thing about telling me how to take out a contact, that's hard.
I feel like it's middle-aged men that struggle the most with that.
I'm good now, but listen, to be fair, Samantha, the first time you do it, I don't care how old you are, it's awkward. It's weird.
It is.
Yeah, but like, I feel like even my dad, he's not listening right now, so I know it's fine. He needs my mom to like help him put his in.
It's a thing. I'm proficient at it now. I'm just telling you, the first time you put a contact in, it's a little weird. I mean, taking it out, it's even weird. You feel like you're pulling your eye out of your head.
The drama.
I'm telling you, it's insane. The drama. Samantha, you've been there for 8 years. You obviously enjoy what you do.
I do. I'm super passionate about it. My thing has always been, I like to sit there and explain to somebody why they have to get something. Why do your eyes need this particular thing? Instead of just being like, hey, you owe me $1,000. And so I've become extremely passionate about it, and I love my career. My goal is to go back and actually become an optometrist after my kids are a little older. But that's just a little bit more down the road.
That's exciting.
That's awesome. Yeah, are progressive lenses for serial killers or for normal people?
Those are for normal people. It just means you're getting old.
What about transitional, the ones that turn into sunglasses?
Yeah, Colton has those.
Transitions are the best. I absolutely love them. Great for light-sensitive folks. I just highly recommend if you're a hiker and you're outside in the cold, just remember you're going to have dark glasses for like 10 to 15 minutes after you go inside.
Colton and I will be driving down the highway, and he'll stick his out the window to get the sun to, like, turn them dark.
Yep. That's the number one thing people get mad at me about. They're like, mine aren't turning in the car. I'm like, your windshield has UV protection.
How old are you if you're wearing blue blockers?
Everybody should be wearing blue blockers.
You mean blue
light? Everyone. Our kiddos are even on blue light, on our devices.
Blue blockers.
That is a
Google
big
it.
Thing. Even kiddos should be in them.
Google it. Yeah, like you're hiking the Himalayan mountains in those things. All right, Samantha, we love you. Good luck on winning the Megan Maroney tickets or the Mega Macaroni tickets, and thank you for listening. Thank you for calling in. It was a joy talking to you.
Thank you. Absolutely. Thank you guys so much. I listen all the time. I hope you guys have the best day.